The following podcast is sponsored by The Entertainers, a ragtime documentary film, available streaming on Amazon Prime. For more information, go to theentertainersmovie.com. Hello and welcome to another action-packed episode of The Carolina Shout. My name is Ethan Uslan, and I'm your host and I'm your piano player. Today I'm going to tackle a frequently asked question, then I'll do some yodeling, then after a brief cool-down period from the yodeling, I'm going to present to you an original film score to a non-existing movie that I made up in my mind. It'll make sense when we get to it. And don't get this non-existent movie in my mind mixed up with our sponsor for today, The Entertainers Movie, which is a real movie that you should definitely see, and we'll get to that later too. So we got a lot to do, let's get started. Okay, I hope that little intro piqued your interest and that you're still there. As I mentioned before, I get some frequently asked questions, and probably the top frequently asked question is, Ethan, why are you so into this old-timey rickety-tickety music? Why don't you listen to Beyoncé like everybody else in your demographic? Well, to answer this question, we need to get in the time machine and travel to 1986, when I was just 7 years old. Here's the time machine. So in 1986, my dad had a business trip to New Orleans, and the timing worked out so that it was during my spring break and I had no school, so he was able to take the family along. So as a kid, in just a couple days, I remember hearing a Dixieland band on a riverboat, I heard jazz music in the streets, and I even remember sitting and listening to the piano player in the hotel lobby while my folks were checking in. Being a curious and very impressionable little boy, all this New Orleans music made a big impression on me, and here I am now playing this kind of stuff all the time. And whenever I play it, I become as happy as I was when I was an 8-year-old with a sugar high from Café du Monde beignets. Now, as a 37-year-old, I'd like to celebrate that fateful trip to New Orleans, so here's a Dixieland standard you might enjoy, the Muskrat Ramble. Thank you. was The Muskrat Ramble by the great New Orleans trombonist Kid Ory. The Muskrat Ramble's been a Dixieland standard for a long, long time and for good reason. My rendition that you just heard was inspired by a recording by the late pianist Don Yule from an album he recorded in 1957 called Free and Easy. I listened to Don Yule's Muskrat Ramble approximately 35 billion times, and I tried my best to play it the way he did. So yeah, I stole his Muskrat Ramble, and I'm not sorry. And now, a word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is The Entertainer's Movie, starring me, and available on Amazon Prime.
I'm just wild about The Entertainers, The Entertainers. I can't live without The Entertainers, The Entertainers. This great movie is truly insane. It's much better than Citizen Kane. All I crave is The Entertainers, The Entertainers. It's an Oscar winner for sure. See this movie, it's sublime. Stream that bad boy on Amazon Prime. The Entertainers, I love you.
What a great jingle for a great movie, The Entertainers. I think y'all should check it out at www.theentertainersmovie.com or look it up on Amazon Prime and watch it. It's starring me and several other old-timey piano players like Adam Swanson and Professor Bill Edwards and Four Arrows and Jim Boston and Faye Ballard. It's a great movie, and it's a documentary about the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria, Illinois. Me and all those other piano players I just mentioned were duking it out in that movie. Who's going to win the contest? See the movie. Now I'd like to play the Beer Barrel Polka. Polkas, of course, are very popular in Central Europe, so I try to add some Central European flair in my interpretation. And when I think of Central Europe, one of the things I think about is Swiss yodeling. So when I play the Beer Barrel Polka, I add yodeling, but not vocal yodeling. I just play the yodeling notes on the piano, and I call this piodeling. So listen for the piodeling. Also, since I have Switzerland on the brain, I added in some cuckoo clock sounds on the piano, too. So that's another thing to listen for. Okay, here it comes, my Swiss-inspired Beer Barrel Polka. Thank you. So that was the Beer Barrel Polka. I hope you caught the pyodeling in it. As far as I know, I've never heard any pyodeling before, so I think I may have invented it. So I'm patenting it. And as soon as the paperwork goes through, I will own all pyodeling rights worldwide. If you're a piano player out there, and I get wind that you're pyodeling, believe me, you're going to hear from my lawyers. And now I'd like to play something I call O Susanna the Movie. The reason I call it O Susanna the Movie is because I play the song O Susanna, and I worked out all these variations that paint a musical picture of a movie. Unfortunately, this movie does not exist in the physical universe. It's completely imaginary. So I'm going to tell you the plot of the movie, and you can listen along to O Susanna and watch the movie in your head. Here's the plot. Susanna is in love, skies are blue, everything's going right. But then she runs into trouble. She stumbles into a civil war battle, and then she gets kidnapped by the villain with the turned-up mustache. And what does this villain do? He ties her to the railroad tracks. Then you have to listen to hear if Susanna gets rescued at the end by the man with the banjo on his knee. I didn't say it was a good movie, but I still hope you enjoy it. Grab some popcorn, get ready, here it comes. O Susanna the Movie.
Thank you.
That was a close one. She made it. The man with the banjo on his knee came through, rescued her at the end, and they rode off together into the sunset to live happily ever after. And I'm just filled with joy right now, and it gives me great pleasure to say that it's been a fun episode. Thanks for listening. Let's roll the credits. The Carolina Shout podcast was recorded at the Uslin home in Charlotte, North Carolina. Piano playing by Ethan Uslin and recording engineering and editing by Kate Uslin. Isn't she great? Yes, she is. This podcast would not be possible without public school, because that's where my kids are right now. And if they were home, they'd be screaming nonsense into the microphones, ruining everything. I love them, but, you know, that's what they do. Also, this podcast was sponsored by The Entertainers Movie, directed by Michael Zimmer and Nick Holly, starring me and Adam Swanson and Professor Bill and Four Arrows and Jim Boston and, of course, the great Faye Ballard. So you got to go see this movie on Amazon Prime, The Entertainers. And this project was made possible by the North Carolina Arts Council, a division of the Department of Cultural Resources, the Blumenthal Endowment, and the Arts Council of Mecklenburg County.